Track 5. Open casting and rotten eggs. The most recent industrial activity in this area occurred just beyond the skyline to your right, and only ceased at the start of the millennium. Wayne Thomas recalls not only how it used to look here, but how more than coal was removed from the site.
Over many, many years, the bank you see before us literally was overflowing with the shale and the debris and so forth and so on. It literally blocked up the footpath as we see it now. Since they open casted, literally to the only a few metres short of where we can see today, this is all restored with new drainage on there after the open cast. But this footpath is within the last several years has been renewed, the drainage has been renewed, but the open cast unfortunately came to within a few metres of the top of the bank, and there was a Bronze Age village, literally sort of 50 metres, less than 100 metres across from the bank, but the open cast chose it more important to have an immediate profit rather than research the village and look through it and, you know, register it for future generations. Unfortunately, they were very short-sighted and they took that away from us. But it's a real shame what they did, in my opinion.
Look across the river to the opposite bank now. Can you see the bright orange staining on the rocks? Depending on the amount of leaves on the trees, you may have to move a little to see clearly. Tony Ramsey, a geology expert, takes us back over 300 million years ago, when this area bore more of a resemblance to the Mississippi, to uncover the truth.
We would have been situated close to the equator. It would have been very humid. Forest would have been tropical forest. It would have been very wet. So there would have been rivers, lakes, forests. And the sediment, this mud rock, which accumulated in the lakes, contained no oxygen. Organisms oxidize the organic material, and basically what they produce is hydrogen sulfide, rotten egg, the stuff which smells like rotten eggs. That gas latched on to any iron which was in the sediment and converted it to iron pyrites, fool's gold.
Millions of years later, as the minerals were extracted, the fool's gold became exposed to oxygenated water, and along with sulfuric acid, this orange staining called iron hydroxide became evident. Whilst in some parts of South Wales this is a big problem, the small examples found all along this river are quickly diluted on entering the Turch. At stop 6, it is the explosive rotten stone and the actions of ice that take centre stage.
Carry on along the path, and as you pass another weir, see if you can work out how high it would have been. Listen to track 6 at the second bridge you encounter.